1952, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Klassen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio, and that's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Klassen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
You're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia,
hey, Karen.
Motherfucker. Hey. Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib. No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so mad?
He was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw.
Kiss the camera.
Please, kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toque or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toque or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
That's a 9.
9? Red pill rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit. I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. Is this guy's healthy as hell?
Jack Klassen Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.
Find your microphone volume. Crank up.
Alrighty, check it out. What's happening, dog? We're live.
What's up?
9:90 a.m. Arizona. God bless you guys.
Jack's got pretty good teeth. Jack's teeth are probably his best teeth.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I was just gonna say there was no reaction to the EDP.
aka eat that pussy.
Wait, hold on. What am I walking into?
I didn't hear any pussy.
Jack, you're an ugly fucking bitch, bro, and it looks like your fucking teeth are fucked, nigga, from eating Jolly Ranchers all day.
Who did that?
Now Jack eats hamburgers. He doesn't eat candy.
He got multiple hamburgers. I was calling him disgusting. Jack is so fat that he calls salad dressing sauce.
Well, it is sauce.
It is sauce.
It is sauce.
All Canadians call it salad sauce.
Yeah, for real. No. Yeah,
you're
for real.
Badass.
Same in Australia, too.
Same
they call
Australia.
It sauce.
So you're making fun of Australians? You're coming after me, but you're making fun of Australians now.
You make fun of Australians.
You're basically an out-of-control racist.
I'm trying
to dunk on Australians. Don't you think Australians have suffered enough?
Yeah, they have to live in Australia. Yeah, they have to live in Australia. That's the biggest punishment.
Karen's a dog-faced slut. She only got a show on Thought Crime CA because she has a pussy. She should kill herself immediately.
See? I have lots of.
I mean, he's not wrong. But should that disqualify you in any way? Should that count against you?
Yes.
From what?
Yeah. Anyway, 9:90 a.m. Arizona.
It's a woman's world, baby. Women have rights. Get over it.
Not in my world.
Women have free stuff. Get over it.
That is true. I didn't mean to buzz that. That's true. I get free stuff all the time.
You probably didn't pay for any of those posters, did you? You got them all for free.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well,
no, I got all my posters for free too. That's not every
9:90 a.m. Arizona. Hey Bear Mornings. We're a morning show, by the way. Rusty Shackelford, the world's worst third wheel.
Hey, it's a.
I like.
Running. You only need two working wheels, homie. It's morning everywhere. It's morning sometime somewhere.
We're like those.
That's
a
good observation, Jen.
The show's like the that retarded European car with three wheels.
The sun never sets on the Jack Klassen show, baby.
No. I thought I was betrayed. I thought I was betrayed today.
You always think that.
You're paranoid, dude.
That. Yeah,
too much soda.
Isn't Rusty? Isn't Jack paranoid?
Yeah, he is, but it's so funny.
Do I not have good reason to be paranoid?
He's always texting me and he's like, "Are you trying to blackmail me?" Like,
all the time.
Dude, when I started the show, it was like insane. He was like, "Do you have BPD?" That was like,
You gotta watch out.
He was trying to make sure you weren't a cluster B personality type Antifa saboteur.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. You gotta vet out people.
Unfortunately, no.
Had to make sure you're the real deal. Karen.
Yeah, exactly. I have to really vet people to be on my show. Trust me, because there's a lot of things that can get me in trouble. It's a Jack Klassen show.
Like,
Mornings, Montana.
Are you gonna use this against me?
I just assume everyone is going to throw me under the bus eventually at some point.
Exactly. It's
happened.
Crazy.
It's happened every time. There's never been
a single person
who can prove to me that I can trust them, except for you, Karen.
I only trust my mom.
That is also not true.
It's a Jack Klassen show. We're real raw and uncensored. We don't have to give everyone such a big look. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Karen, you better not go out in that Nike jersey shooting off handguns at 3 in the morning. Or you're going to get shot by police.
Okay.
You guys hear about that?
No, what? What are you talking about?
Heard about that?
What are you talking about?
Some 13-year-old kid recently got shot in Chicago by police. And I don't know, I assume people are burning down Wendy's because of it. But the 13-year-old kid was apparently shooting off a handgun at 3 in the morning in downtown Chicago.
Hey.
And the video shows him like holding a gun.
You get what you deserve.
Yeah. I mean, oh man, it was so funny. I heard some dumb cunt who was like, "Oh, maybe you gotta shoot."
Hey,
that
hey,
out.
Hey, hold on. It's the morning show, brother.
Hey, I'm from Oceania. Can I not say the C word uncensored?
No, you cannot.
Part of my cultural heritage.
You cannot say the C word uncensored. Part of your cultural heritage.
Okay.
All that fun stuff. You can't do that.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Racists.
I put my foot down.
I heard some dummy woman from like obviously out of state, like just like calling this police station to like complain at the local PD in Chicago, just like pretend to be upset for, I don't know, Twitter points or something. It was so funny. She's talking to this detective. This guy, he's like, must be a desk cop.
Thank you.
And he's just explaining to her. He's like, he got shot because he was shooting a gun. And he's like, but he's 13. And he's like, oh, well, he shouldn't be living the gang life. Honey. And then her cuck boyfriend honey. Got really upset and he hung up.
Shut up, Rusty. Shut
that was a great
up.
Story.
You can't tell me what to do.
Yeah, I can't.
I actually wish I saved that audio clip. Really
I have
funny.
The soundboard here.
The ultimate power.
Say something.
Pressurized soy.
You ain't white. Should I touch it?
You want to fuck with me?
Listen, it's a Jack Klassen show. I thought.
How do you get your teeth so white?
Take that. What?
Jack, how do you get your teeth so white?
Oh, easy.
Are they white?
Yeah.
I thought he was making fun of my teeth.
My teeth are white. You just got big chompers.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't black.
You got black. You got black people teeth. That's not a
play,
bad
play
thing.
Play corn pop. Play
black
the corn
people
pop.
Teeth is good.
You ain't black.
It's better than Australian teeth or English teeth.
I wouldn't want to have black people's skin though. You know, it's just like it's really dry. Like you have to buy a lot of moisturizer.
You ain't black.
That is true.
That is actually
you get
true.
Ashy. You get ashy.
You get
that's
ashy. Yeah, that's what I've heard. That's the word on the street, yo.
I like when I hear a white person say that they're ashy.
Jack gets ashy all the time, dude. Jack chafes on a daily basis.
Damn straight.
He's a fag.
Hey, Karen, can I bum a smoke?
Yeah, you can.
Listen,
I do me much good.
I want to. I have to make.
The worst.
He really, truly is. I have to make an announcement. So I was.
Now, I disagree, but that's okay.
Exactly.
We're an uncensored radio station. You can have all the bad opinions you want.
You're fired.
Ow! I just burned my.
You want
Chuck
to fuck with
me. Ned, and you're listening to the Jack Klassen show.
Chill out.
These assholes are irresponsible.
Listen,
completely unprofessional.
I still have. I have to
They're
make an announcement. I still have.
They got kicked
eight
out of
gift
Alabama
cards
for
to give away
sake.
To everyone in Billings, Montana.
These guys.
Email the show, Jack Klassen show. At AOL.com. I still have eight to give away. They're good for a bunch of businesses. They're good. Did you just what?
So stupid.
What?
The gift card, like, oh, it's so silly, man.
Well, that's what they're giving away. It's like they're raising money because of COVID.
But why this show? Like, I just don't understand.
Because
I think the radio
black okay.
people, ashy. The Jews. We have a gift.
Whoa,
card.
Hold
on. Whoa, whoa. Oh, your on. Words, not ours,
yeah.
honey.
Yeah. Don't put words in my mouth.
This is a pro Israel radio station.
I can say that.
This is a morning show.
This is a more clean morning show. Don't worry about it, kid. Don't worry about it. Why would they give it? Are you asking why they would give us those cards?
I'm so horny.
Is that what
yeah,
you're
I don't
asking?
Get it. Yeah, I don't get it.
Because we're their morning show, and I think they want to see if people are actually listening. On their,
so
their fantastic
on
station.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. We're
good
prime
morning.
Time. We're drive to work heard. Time.
Mm.
Wake
man.
Up.
Man, think about all the poor bastards driving to work in the morning and they're listening to this.
Oh, it's badass.
Oh, man. Yeah. That must be crazy. I'm Rusty Shackford. Shut up. He's the worst. Can we move on?
Set up the Jack Klassen show at the water cooler on a Bluetooth speaker.
Weren't you going to do DMT or something?
Yeah, that's why. That's why we brought you on.
Well, maybe I won't.
No, that's the whole, no. You have to do. Listen, it's Jack Klassen show 9:90 a.m.
Why don't you just knock it off with the negative waves, Karen? You're giving me a bad trip.
Are you going to smoke DMT on our radio show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want you to smoke. Take a big hit of DMT. 9:90 a.m. Dennis Prager. By the way, Dennis Prager was on the Greg Gutfeld show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like Greg Gutfeld. He makes me laugh.
Oh, is that the Bob Odenkirk thing you were telling me
no,
about?
No, that's the new Bob Odenkirk movie. That movie was badass as hell.
All right.
He kills a bunch of people because his son thinks he's a pussy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's actually cool pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty
Bob
good.
Bob Odenkirk is premium.
He's a king.
So check it out. I don't think a lot of morning shows in Montana, and I don't think Dennis Prager's station, they often have people doing DMT. I think we're the first radio show in Montana.
I don't even think Joe Rogan smokes DMT.
No, I don't think he's DMT. I don't think
he
so.
He just talks about doing it and going swimming.
Yeah, but he's too much of a coward to be doing DMT on his show. So please,
yeah,
please,
you know, he probably doesn't like to be recorded.
Can you please do a big hit of DMT and walk us through the process, please?
It's a
I'll do a medium hit of DMT.
Do a medium hit.
No,
DMT.
Dude.
Do a big hit.
You gotta break through.
You gotta break.
No, Karen, I don't have 50 milligrams of DMT. Are you crazy?
How much do you have?
How much DMT are you doing? Thank you.
I don't know, like 20, 20, 25, 20.
Do 25.
I know. I'll put it on my scale. I'll tell you.
Do the whole thing.
The whole thing, Karen. Shut up. Shut up already.
By the way, here's a fun Jack Classen show fact. We last time we had someone do drugs on the show, I wanted them to pretend. This is when we had the Naloxone bit with Tim Mullen. Mm-hmm. I wanted them
classic
radio.
Classic.
I wanted them to just pretend to be overdosing. Turns out they were actually overdosing. And I don't know.
It's
if
probably
I
a better thing. It's probably a better thing that he was high on opiates than not if he was getting an injection of naloxone. I'm not exactly sure how that chemistry works.
I don't
works,
know how it works either, but I don't want to be responsible for it.
I have so, like, whatever. Either way. You
whatever, dude. Tim Mullen did it, not you. He's free to do whatever he wants. He's a libertarian,
he's
baby.
He's a politician. Can't touch him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fag.
Just kidding. He's cool.
So walk us through the process.
This is a pro Mullen radio station.
What?
Better come correct,
walk
Karen.
Us. Through the process of smoking DMT. Tell us what you're doing.
So DMT, for anybody who doesn't know.
Black light.
Oh man, I wish I had a black light too.
Oh yeah.
I kinda wish I had one.
I'll put that on my wish list on Amazon.
By the way, it's Jack Classen Show, 9:90 AM, Arizona.
Find me my wish list, Karen.
Montana. We have another special guest, our friend the Irishman.
Hey.
Thank you. By the way,
what's up, brother? Oh, Karen, look how wet Karen got. She loves this guy.
Yeah.
Ew. Gross, dude.
Ew. Gross, dude.
I've never done that in my life.
Listen,
look, he's all dark. He's all dark and mysterious. I guess.
Lewis, walk us through the process of smoking DMT.
All right, all right. So DMT stands for dimethyltryptamine, for anybody who's not aware.
Okay.
Dimethyltryptamine is a naturally occurring chemical.
Buzzum.
Occurs in your brain naturally, and also in a lot of plants, but especially root bark of certain South American trees.
Root bark?
Okay.
Shut up.
Now that we're done with our Bill Nye Hamilton educational session, I'm gonna heat up a glass nail to about 400 Fahrenheit, and I'm gonna drop a big spoon.
That's awesome.
Of DMT on there.
you're like a crack.
This is happening
crack?
Now.
Yes.
No, you know the dab rigs that potheads use for their gooey THC cocoa
those
beans.
Potheads.
Yeah, those potheads. Yeah.
Why'd you ask him, Jack? Why did you ask him?
Because I wanted someone to do DMT on the radio show.
I'm looking up, can you die from DMT? That's what I'm looking
for. No, you'd have to do an insane, you'd have to do a massive amount. You'd have to like inject needle after needle.
Okay.
I don't know if it's
you
possible.
You ever inject a needle?
I've never done a needle drug. The last needle drug I took was like a chicken pox vaccine in sixth grade.
Nice.
So you're lying. All right, do it. Right now.
Okay, so you're heating up the needle. And heating up the nail.
Honestly, if you get to the point where you're injecting drugs into your bloodstream or your muscles, you should probably reevaluate your life decisions.
We just want you to do the hit, dude. Our
all right, I'm gonna make some space on my desk.
Agent is listening right now.
Heat up this nail.
Joe Biden's AFP is listening.
This is Joe Biden's America DMT radio.
All right, when should I drum roll?
Tell us when to drum roll.
You got to give me a few seconds for this torch. Going to be my keyboard.
What's the point in this? Because he's not going to be in the room for, 5 minutes?
No,
we won't know what's happening.
Listen, he's gonna be quiet, and then we'll talk when he goes quiet, we could like rip on him or something.
I'm not known for doing tryptamines and getting quiet.
Listen, I just wanted someone to do DMT so we could tell, so I could label this show Joe Rogan Suck It. We got someone doing DMT.
All right, Jack. So to answer your question, I'm basically I'm gonna use a dab nail that you'd use to dab THC.
Yes.
And
by the way,
I'm gonna heat it up a little cooler.
In Ireland, you're an Irish radio man. Do they have anyone doing DMT? I don't think so.
On the radio? No, fuck no.
No.
We don't even curse on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, apparently you do.
We don't curse on the radio. We're a family station.
You just did.
We're family oriented, so.
Because Jack has to pay for every single one of them.
Yeah, that comes out of my DMT plan every time you swear.
I have a lot of whatever. I don't worry.
Yeah.
Do it now.
All right. Anyway, I'm gonna heat up this dab rig.
Tell me when to drum roll. Say Ricola.
Wait, aren't you going to blast through hyperspace here and meet?
No. I mean,
yes, he is, dude. He's doing DMT. Shut up.
Generally, when people discuss DMT, they talk about doing really large doses. I don't have that much.
Dude, just shut up, Lewis.
Doing a 20 milligram dose. I gotta heat up the nail, you cocksucker.
Shut up, bitch. Shut up, bitch.
It's a morning show.
Shut up, bitch. Shut up, bitch.
We're looking at about 40 seconds.
Okay, drum roll. 40-second drum roll.
T-minus about 40 seconds.
K-Bear.
It's not 40. It's
Dennis Prager.
T-minus 40.
39, 38.
All right, I'm gonna heat up this nail and contact some entities.
35, 34.
If I meet any entities, I'm gonna ask them for donations. I'm gonna tell them to visit thoughtcrimes.ca. Check out the Jack Klassen show.
Do you try to communicate with Hitler?
I'll give him my best shot.
All right, are you drum roll ready? This is the big moment.
I can't promise anything, but.
Okay, do the drum roll, please. Nice. Are you taking a hit? Are you taking a hit?
Sounded like it.
Alrighty, did it.
Alrighty. So you took the DMT hit?
No, not yet.
I told you, he's the world's worst guy to have on.
I know, worst third.
Hey, blame Bean for putting it out on the fucking table.
I looked up some psychedelic music.
Blame Sean. Whoa, dude, I'm tripping. Whoa.
Whoa, dude, I'm high on DMT.
Lewis, what song do you want me to play while you trip on DMT? Just say one.
I want you to play Africa by Toto.
Buzzem.
What?
Just do it. Or I'm gonna scream.
Please.
Do it now.
We just want you to do DMT. Just want you to do it, man. Is it a hard request? Are you even there? Rusty. Why did Rusty mute his mic?
He's just gonna be silent anyway.
I don't know why my mic's muted.
Did you just do the hit?
Yep.
And your mic
it tastes
was
like
muted?
it tastes like Army Men.
What?
Hold on, I gotta blow this out my door because it smells disgusting. That's awful.
Smoking plastic.
Should have put it in a balloon.
Yeah.
DMT's like smoking plastic.
It really is. I tried.
Did you? What was your experience?
What was your? Boy, I tried.
Your license for your DMT, boy.
Hey, tell us what happened.
Absolutely nothing. I did everything I was supposed to.
Well, that's a great story, Irishman.
Yeah.
God,
Karen, you look like a kaleidoscope.
Oh.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, you're getting nice, dude?
Now I'm switching through. It's painting through. Now I'm seeing Jack.
Oh, nice.
Seeing Jack's big old beard.
What do you think? What do you think? Okay. On DMT, what do I look? Yeah. What do you think?
Does he look pretty?
Am I handsome?
No, you look like a wool brush.
Okay, Irishman. What does the Irishman look like?
I like mine.
Can't see him.
what does he look like? Do move.
Irishman, talk. Say word. Say something.
Say words. Boogaroo, boogaroo.
What do you think now? What do you think now? What do you think now?
He looks like a half illuminated Edward Snowden.
All right, I mean that's
poetic.
That's fair.
That's beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Partially visible Edward Snowden.
So what are you saying? Now, do you think? No.
His arm looks like. His arm looks like stained glass.
Really? Badass?
Plaid shirt. Yeah, his plaid shirt.
Plaid shirt looks like stained glass? Nice. Do you have any other notable
Basically,
effects?
Honestly, Jack, like I know you've never done DMT, but the best way to describe it to you is imagine if you could smoke and ate the mushrooms. Imagine if you go from zero to mushrooms in about 5 seconds. That's pretty much what I'm experiencing.
That sounds awful. I did salvia and it was terrible.
Oh, salvia's.
No, it's way better than salvia. It's a close salvia cousin to mushrooms and psilocybin.
I like DMT. I did it. It was fun. That's my story. Well, the end.
That's your story. The end.
Yeah.
Okay, please do your DMT story recap.
I smoked DMT. I looked out a window. I felt good. It looked like a bunch of like Mayan temples or whatever. And then I was like, okay, and then it was over, and I was like, all right.
Oh,
yeah, it sounds like you took a similar.
I did dose. I smoked it from a dab pen as well.
Yeah.
And that was like a lot different. I was just like, it was like weird. It didn't feel that good. It was like tripping off. It was like acid light.
It's a lot like acid and mushrooms. It's just extremely intense and short lived because you're smoking it. Like, I mean, you can take DMT. You can drink DMT and take it orally.
Is your third eye open? Is your third eye open?
Great answer.
Let me close my other ones and find out.
Okay, let's see. It's Jack Klassen show. Rusty Shop.
Oh yeah,
9:90 a.m.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on here.
Hey,
Bear.
Nice.
You did a hit of
Patriot.
I'm seeing a bunch of pentagrams. That can't be good.
Oh, hey, that's badass.
Jesus Christ.
Lewis, it's me, Satan. You are a very bad boy, Lewis.
Of course you would take the form of Karen.
Lewis.
Sell your soul
to me. Oh, my fuck.
It's me. It's me, Bill Clinton.
Yes, my sidekick, Bill Clinton.
It's beautiful in here.
He's alive. Living.
I get my cigar. I get my cigar in this woman's pussy.
Jesus Christ. I get
the cigar in this woman's pussy a couple times. You want to do it too?
Lewis. What's the mo- Lewis,
Karen?
This
Karen,
is,
are
this
you
is
there?
God now. This is
Hello?
God now.
Hello?
Hello? This is Bill Clinton.
And this is God now. This is Bill God Clinton. Now, Lewis. What?
I put this
cigar
in your pussy.
Confess to me.
You're not God.
Confess your sins to me.
God sounds hot.
Hey, Lewis.
Is this hot?
Jesus
hey,
Christ, my eyes are still closed.
You're in hell, and this is me, Peppa Pig. This is me, fascist Peppa Pig.
All right.
Well, you need a strong leader.
I am the leader in hell.
Yeah. Peppa Pig took over hell.
I executed 47 ducks last week for. I don't know. You know what's Peppa Pig. I haven't done Peppa Pig in a long time.
I have a duck.
Oh, you don't have a duck yet? I killed 47 ducks. Because
Why?
They took it. I killed them because. I don't know, dude. I'm trying to figure out an allegory.
They're bringing
for
drugs.
Jewish people.
They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
Banks. I killed them because of banks. Because they own banks. Peppa Pig.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
I don't know why I don't have any Jewish.
Bumpers!
I should really dump Pig. No good.
I like Peppa. Peppa Pig.
My eyes are open, Jack. I closed my third eye.
You did? Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a...
Do you like Peppa Pig?
I'm not so sure about that. Hey. I'm gonna keep my third eye closed for a while.
Hey, can you quickly channel?
Did you have a bad time? Wait, let's see.
Yeah.
No, it was pretty cool. It was a pretty bizarre sensory experience. As soon as you guys started talking with your delays and your echoes, you actually started like forming a visual
space. You want to do it again, real quick? Close your eyes.
No, it's wearing off. I can already feel it.
Come on, man. Close your eyes real quick. Quick. Close your eyes real quick. Tell us what you see.
All right, next thing. We're moving on now. That was very nice, Lewis. Thank you very much.
You're done? DMT first?
Oh. Yeah, no, it's smoothing out.
Can you
move to America? I love you.
Things are smoothing out.
Dump your girlfriend. She's no
good. I already did.
Really?
Yeah, like a month ago.
That's awesome. Alrighty, we're going on break here. We're going on break, brother. We'll be right back. When we come back.
Yeah, I need a smoke.
We gotta talk to the Irishman.
Damn.
We gotta figure out what Lewis is doing after giving that girl HIV.
Alright, I'll see you in a few.
We'll be right back.
Can you look my friend? Karen, your pussy smells like motherfucking onions. Karen, your titties are small,
and
your fucking pussy smells like motherfucking
rotten ass
tomatoes.
It's a Jack Classic show. We'll be back.
How's the building going?
I don't know your mom, but if you like your life, then don't act dumb. I don't know where you go, and I sure don't care. If you don't want to serve, you better get your share. Make your woman sick, the way you run your mouth.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Canada. I'm not even allowed to broadcast in Canada. No one will hire me here.
Oh, dear.
I'm Alabama Willie. I'm Arizona Jones. Yeah. We're nothing. We're piss.
Well, you're making America great again.
Oh, is that Can... Is that Can Crush Jack?
You son of a bitch.
So, he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host.
You son of a bitch.
This is not a show on trying to be like somebody.
You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
So basically, he destroyed his career within 2 weeks. It's like he likes to cross social boundaries.
Bitch.
The magic
Jack Clapton.
You are listening to the Jack Clapton Show.
9:90 a.m. Hello? 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 Hey, Bear Moore. How you guys doing? It's the Jack Clapton Show. You follow Dennis Prager. Beautiful. We're back. It's the Jack Clapton Show. You follow
I'm Dennis coming Prager. After that whore. Oh yeah, there's a lot of black people in Kissing. Get that whore out of here.
That's
take
right.
Her out for a poison dinner.
Those are pretty good.
Get it all out, you little
hooker. That's right.
Just kidding again, you are. I double kidded.
Hey, well, you're on DMD. Can you give
us a...
my God.
It's starting to wear down. Yeah, it's pretty short-lived.
Irishman, unmute your mic.
You gotta yell at him?
Listen, I'm sorry. Why are you so mad at us, okay? Why? What's the matter? What's the matter?
You're just cutting right into it.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm not mad.
The Irishman has refused to go on our show because he's mad at us for some reason. I don't know.
Doesn't make much sense.
Yeah. We give you all this exposure on the radio.
Exposure?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
We pay you an exposure, brother.
You're exposed. Expose yourself.
That's the biggest joke on the internet ever. Pay you an exposure.
Chat log doesn't lie, baby.
Think about this, Irishman.
Chat log doesn't lie.
You do your own radio thing in Ireland. Look at that. Even pour that cup creepy.
Yeah, it's Ireland. This is America.
America.
He's drinking Irish breakfast tea.
Bulletproof coffee, actually.
I want to hold you by your shoulders and just shake you.
Yeah, we'll bring a smoke.
Shake you. Oh my God. I hate you so much.
But seriously, dog, I know you understand. You sent me this message. You sent me this insane message on Facebook. No, you sent me this insane message on Facebook. I said,
let's do it. Yeah.
Okay. I go, I type to him, I go, dude, you're an Arizona legend. I go, come on the show now, you're an Arizona legend. He goes, nah, I'm done. The line between entertainment and real life is just too messy. I'm not suited to your format. And I go, dude, you're an Arizona legend. He goes, I don't care about that S word. I want to feel like I'm on the same level with you and the others on the show. If that's not it, I can't be part of it. Sorry, find some other freak to humiliate.
Hey, don't worry about it, man. We're all subhuman here.
Yeah.
Dude, that is hilarious.
And he goes, sorry, man.
You're a freak. You like called yourself a freak.
Yeah. I acknowledge this about myself.
He goes,
yeah, well then what's
that's
your
better
problem?
To be freaky than normal.
He goes, sorry, man. Maybe Absolutely. It is. I just don't feel like part of the crew. I overplayed the creepiness. You didn't overplay nothing. That was real. That was you being real, and you had to
You were being
that.
Really creepy towards me.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
Yeah. And then he writes, yeah. I just need to feel like I have some human connection with the crew I run right now. I'm kind of busy with my own S. Can't be conceited that 9 times out of 10 I'm on the show. I'm drunk. The universe must want that. And then you just didn't say anything, dog.
Oh, fuck.
Coincidence. That's the word you couldn't pronounce.
You didn't spell it right.
Because you were drunk.
Yeah.
What did he say to me during the break? You were
I was
like,
not drunk.
You're really pretty.
Yeah.
Aww.
Like, really creepy towards me. I was genuinely uncomfortable.
What do you expect?
Genuinely uncomfortable.
All the way over there in another continent.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, you're such a baby.
Such a snowflake.
No, it was deserved. It was not appropriate, and it was very creepy. Not to mention he was acting all vampire like. But seriously,
we all want to suck Karen's blood, but you gotta resist the temptation.
That's the equalizer.
No, I don't have no hate in my heart, man.
That's just you, I guess. That's also, now I'm uncomfortable again. You guys are both creeping me out at this point.
Wait, who?
All right, Epic. I'm out of here.
Epic win.
I like that.
Listen, pal, seriously.
Go take a cold shower, Karen.
How big is Only your audience in me. Ireland? How big is your place in Ireland? How big is your audience in Ireland?
A handful of people.
Exactly, brother.
3 people.
Exactly, brother. Me, Karen, and Rusty. We're like 90%.
What does that even
audience.
Mean? What's a handful of people? One person?
Really, he rolls his cigarette.
Well, I suppose if you're literally holding the person, I guess it's one person, but...
I mean, a handful of rice, asshole. That's a lot of rice. You can eat that.
Really? This is the hill you want to die on?
Can you buzz Rusty, please? I'm sorry.
Oh, appalled. I couldn't even buzz him. I was just...
What do I win if I get 100 buzzes?
One, two, three, four.
Do I get a one-up?
You get Mitch's simp. Bumper. That's what you get. Do you have that on tap there?
Yeah, I do. So just pretend this is about Lewis, everybody.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mish Murphy. You are the ultimate simp.
Oh, I said it's real good.
Mish Murphy, you are the ultimate simp. Jesus will smug you. You are a slave to women, and you deserve to have your balls squished by Blair White, your favorite Chinese dream girl. She would squish your penis into a diamond, and you couldn't even bang her. Anyways, Mitch, please ask the ward for some negative test results before you move on to the next BBB girl who swipes right on your Tinder account.
You're just the most perfect, most beautiful girl in all of the world. And I love you so much.
He's a fake.
So that's just pretend that's about, I guess, both Lewis. Of you.
Both you guys deserve
it. I like that. Crush your dick into a diamond.
You do like that, probably.
We're going to find a girl like that.
I know Sam Hyde likes it.
Oh, dude, we can't.
Wait, we can't what?
That is a top secret information.
Is that a top secret? Listen, I don't care.
I can't.
Give us your Sam
Joel's,
Hyde radio.
Joel's
secret.
Coming on the show pretty soon.
I can't.
Joel's pretty coming on the show pretty soon.
Look at it, bro.
Joel, it doesn't matter.
He likes getting his balls crushed.
By the way, Irishman is Sam Hyde's number one fan. You like taking life advice from him for some odd reason.
He's an insightful man.
He's great.
Sam
Hyde is
the
prophet of our time.
He predicted Dante Wright.
Dude, did you know that if you're 18 and wait 10 years, you're going to be a completely different person?
Everybody knows that.
That's what he's preaching.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ, fucking Captain Obvious.
Oh, man.
I mean, sorry.
Don't go for the super hot chick, dude. You gotta find an ugly girl, cause like super hot chick will like blah 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 blah.
Who are you?
These people just can't.
Imitating.
I remember.
They can't get one of
honestly, them. Honestly, in all honesty, Sam Hyde makes me lose my fucking shit.
Thanks.
And cackle like a lunatic.
He's hilarious.
Was hilarious,
dude.
He
you guys once again.
Hilarious.
Once again,
he predicted Dante Wright being murdered.
He predicted. Everybody knows that female cops
thank
are
you.
Retarded.
Thank
everybody
you. That's like
that.
Common
he predicted,
knowledge.
He predicted the 27.
Not when it comes
paradigm.
To mistaking their bloody.
Yeah, dude,
taser
that's,
with
dude,
a gun.
What
dude,
is he?
Hold
is
on,
he
hold
like
on,
a
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Everyone, shut the hell up. I've been doing comedy, stand-up comedy for a long time.
Shut
I've
up,
hung
bitch.
Around with a lot of funny people, and that joke's been made before. That observation's been made. That's not a new observation. Oh yeah, they think it's their taser, but it's their gun. That's just like, what else? Okay, what else do officers have that could look like a gun? Nothing. The taser. It's an old
nothing.
Observation. There's nothing new there. He said nothing new. He's the same guy who... When I was talking with Joel, you would just hear him screaming.
I think you're just sore, man.
You think I'm just sore? Dude.
You guys are pleased.
Why
you
does it require so much energy from you? Come
because,
on.
First of all, because I actually know the guy. I've been around I've been around that for fucking far longer, I don't care, than any of you guys have. Trust me, dog, I know. The dude's crazy. He likes to have his fucking balls crushed.
Let's not go over it.
He likes having his balls crushed.
Oh, man. Oh,
and he's
crushed into a diamond.
Crushed into a diamond. Please play that bumper again. Please play that bumper again.
I know.
Oh, that really long bumper.
Yeah, please play the really long bumper.
One day I will share the craziest, even crazier stuff.
No, share it now. I don't care. Share it
I'm
now.
I'm coming out.
Sharon.
I want the world to know.
I think your sound clips are peaking.
Congratulations, Mitch Murphy. You are the ultimate simp. Mitch Murphy, you are the ultimate simp. Jesus will smug you. You are a slave to women, and you deserve to have your balls squished by Blair White, your favorite training dream girl. She would squish her penis into a diamond, and you couldn't even bang her out. Okay. Anyway, Mitch, please ask the Lord for some negative test results before you move on to the next BBB girl who swipes right on your Tinder account.
You're just the most perfect, most beautiful girl in all of the world. And I love you so much.
She's a fag!
Yeah, anyway. It's just, there's nothing, you don't get anything new from that guy at all. There's nothing new from that guy at all.
He doesn't take his own advice. He, like, takes, like, HGH. Well, I also can't talk about that.
He has a football head.
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
And he eats, like, Doritos all day.
And he'd make women cut themselves. There's a lot of bad history. He's a bad guy. And for you to, like, idolize him and be a 40-year-old male living in Ireland, taking his life advice, you are retarded.
I don't idolize
I don't
Sam Hyde
for life advice
any more than I idolize Chris Farley.
God, he predicted the shooting, dude. He's a genius. He can predict the future, dude. He's like a gypsy.
Sam Hyde is like a gypsy in a bottle, baby.
What else is Sam Hyde predicting?
I hate you, Lewis.
I'm for real. What else has Sam Hyde predicted, Irishman?
He's a prophet.
I didn't.
What else?
Fuck, you stepped all over me, man. No, I wasn't going to. I was going to say, I didn't say he was a prophet.
What's
man.
Your favorite
said,
Sam Hyde quote?
No, that's what I said.
Yeah, what's your favorite Sam
my
Hyde?
My word's not yours.
Jack Classic Show, 9:90 a.m.
Let's not talk about Sam.
But I will admit, no, I haven't seen anything.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything new from him
in
years.
Yeah, exactly.
But the stuff he was doing years ago was fucking awesome, man. Really funny.
Sorry, I just got distracted. I just got distracted by remembering that Irishman takes life advice from YouTubers. That's all. Yeah. I got distracted. It's
he
my
said
fault.
One, he said, you know what? There's one thing that I took away from Sam Hyde.
What's that?
Embarrassing, but true. He was like,
Cleaning your room.
It's like similar to that.
Did he cut you, Karen? Did he hurt you?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about it now, because I'll be re-traumatized.
Sounds like the best way to get viewers. Go for it.
Learned a lot from this guy. Learned some valuable.
I learned a lot of self-harm tips.
cut down, not across the road.
Ah, thanks, Lewis. I'll remember that. I'm coming out.
It's a Jack Classic show at 9:90 a.m. Irishman, why wouldn't you want to do this show all the time, man? We're your biggest, thank you. We're your biggest audience, man.
Because when you do a show for me, it's 6 a.m.
Yeah, well, don't be.
I have to stay up till 4 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
I took a Vyvanse again, and now I'm going to be up all night. Look at me.
She took her antipsychotic medicine.
I don't take antipsychotic medicine.
Yeah, right.
It's her schizophrenia is real bad this time of year.
Yeah, I'm a psychopath.
Karen, I dare you to post your pharmacy history. Put it up to the webcam.
I take Lamictal.
Yeah, see, nobody's even heard of that. Not even me.
Vyvanse. But the Lamictal is making me crazy.
Yeah, I bet.
Irishman.
Oh no, not the Zoloft.
How's your schizophrenia doing?
Manageable.
Manageable? You have schizophrenia, yeah. Don't you?
A little. Schizoaffective.
Yeah, you're schizoaffective. Yeah, I had him pinned. He's schizoaffective.
I feel like life would be so boring without schizophrenia.
What?
Yeah.
What is your... When you have a schizophrenic episode, what is it like?
It's not a schizophrenic episode. It's a schizoaffective episode.
Yeah,
it's different.
Okay, yes. Okay, what is it like? We don't know. I'm not a doctor.
It's like,
you like goblins and stuff, and like,
you like beating up women in the park.
Yeah.
No. When you like, say schizo affective, you mean like schizotypal, like, or schizo personality type, right?
Oh my god, I keep telling you, he's the world's worst person to have on.
It's like, oh, I'm so smart, Lewis.
I'm pretty intelligent. Smart. Yeah, people keep saying that.
Do you idolize? Do you idolize Patrick Bateman, Irishman, during your schizoaffective?
I do.
No, it just presents as...
I want to be like Patrick Bateman when I grow up.
I think we all do. But seriously, what's it like? What's it like? Like, what's like the lowest point?
It's just an intense episode of depression. That's how it presents.
Yeah,
maybe
okay,
I have
Miley
some
Cyrus.
Odd behavior.
Yeah, okay, Miley Cyrus. What is this odd behavior?
Yeah, okay, Miley Cyrus. Oh, I'm Miley Cyrus. I'm schizoaffective. With all these problems. Yeah.
I get
Shut
sad.
Up, man.
I get
tell,
sad.
Tell it to somebody who cares, okay?
Okay, what is the weird, like, what's the weird thing?
Just kidding, sorry.
He's not like having blackouts. Beating up prostitutes to get his money back.
Do you meet an alien? Do you have hallucinations?
Or is he?
Do you have hallucinations? They're totally real, by the way.
How many pee bottles do you have during those situations?
Jeez. No, I managed to make it to the bathroom. Thank you.
Nice. Honestly, if Karen's taking Vyvanse and Zoloft.
Vyvanse?
How do you say it? Vyvanse?
Vyvanse. All right.
Continue. Whatever. Tomato, tomato, Karen. Don't distract me. If Karen's taking amphetamines and Zoloft at the same time, these questions are probably better directed at her.
No. So what's like the weird thing you do? What's the weird thing you do during your, you self-harm?
No.
Right.
I just have a tendency towards depression and magical thinking, and that's it.
Matt, what right, define?
What's the magical?
Yeah.
Thinking?
Have you ever considered writing children's novels?
No.
Good answer. What did you hallucinate?
Yeah.
Did you see an alien? Did you see an angel? God? The devil? Goblins? Jack-o'-lanterns? Chucky? What? Tell us now.
I really wish I could have visual hallucinations, but not even on drugs. It's not possible for me.
Yawn.
Oh, I bet if you smoke some DMT.
Yeah, and you know, I tried. I tried
that's
DMT.
That's just a meth pipe.
Holy God, he's got
Wait,
a.
That's
got
just
a free
meth pipe.
Pipe.
Yeah, you have a free
Show
base
us the free
pipe.
Base pipe.
Show us the free base pipe.
I tried to freebase DMT.
No, you.
No, you have to use a crack pipe, dude. That's what you.
No, you should use my method. You should get a proper.
Hold on, hold on.
Rig.
You can't. Shut up. You can use. Usually, people use a crack pipe. Yeah,
you can do lots of stuff, Karen.
Fun to use a
Doesn't
crack pipe
should.
Because you can feel like, oh, look at me! It looks like I'm doing
hold on,
crack.
Hold on! Though,
the only time I ever smoked crack was out of a weed bong.
Okay, but seriously, what are the chances of him having a crack pipe? And what's that crack pipe for? Show us again. Show us. Let's investigate.
Clearly, DMT residue.
DMT residue.
But when was the last time you did DMT?
Residue.
I tried it 3 years ago.
Why would you
a
have
friend
that there
sent
for
me
three
some?
Years? Why would you have the crack pipe for 3 years? You're smoking something
because
else.
It reminds me of my
right on his
friend,
desk.
Okay?
No way, dude. You're smoking crack. You're smoking crack right now.
Yeah, it's right on your desk. Easy access.
No, it was in my.
He is. You are. Why would it be there?
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
I took it out because the topic of the show was DMT. I thought, oh,
yeah,
I'll show
no, I believe him. It looks orange. Yeah. It looks orange.
I was
orange.
Just thinking about
yellow that. Orange. Yeah,
and it's also not very used. It looks like you used it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like you used it twice
today.
Pussy.
You used it twice.
Yeah, man up, brother.
Loser.
Freebase
you'll,
some more
you'll
drugs,
be
brother.
What two times?
I still think he's smoking crack. Wouldn't be the first person to smoke crack.
Uh-huh.
Or the last.
Irishman, if you were to take me out on a date, where would you take me? What would you do to win my heart?
Mackers.
In a first date.
That's what they call
Let
it.
Let him answer.
I don't know. Are we over here or in the United States?
China.
Whichever you want.
Yeah. Well, take you out. The mountains and west of Ireland.
I want to go to the strip club, baby. The mountains.
The mountains.
Jesus, yeah. You are creepy.
That's where
like,
his last
what?
Victim was.
What? Yeah, nature?
Exactly.
Ooh.
It's
so
secluded
creepy.
Mountains.
Yeah, honestly pro tip.
I'm
meeting
you. I'm
pro tip,
alone
hiking.
With you in a mountain.
Hiking's a terrible first
retard.
Date.
I would run for my life.
No, it's not. It's not hiking because the mountains are right there and the pub is right beside it.
He's gonna bind you up with ropes and gags. You're not gonna have to walk.
Oh my god!
Put her on my back.
At least throw her in a flatbed van, man. Come on, this is Karen we're talking about.
I know. Only the best for me.
Oh my god.
A velvet-lined van.
That's pretty good. Alrighty, everyone, remember, please remember to email jackclassenshow@aol.com. I want to give you a gift card if you are in Montana. That's all I gotta say. That's my message, please.
Oddly specific.
I'm a radio show. Hey, why would a radio show be telling you email and give out gift cards? Why do you think? You're supposed to be radio show, man. Seriously, why would a radio
you have
show?
A point.
Yeah. Why? No, please explain, because I don't think you know. I don't think you know. You're self-proclaimed radio
I think
legend.
Everyone knows.
I'm giving away gift cards.
You're in the hot seat now, boy.
Yeah.
Specifically to Montana.
Yeah. Why would I be in Montana? Because that's where the radio station is, brother.
We're on the radio in Montana.
Montana's the radio capital of the world.
Sorry that you don't get gift cards, loser. You don't even get gift cards for your show. We get gift cards, and you're just jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's a Jack
sorry,
Classic
I'm sorry.
Show.
I'm on my period right now.
Alrighty, guys.
Buzz. We're gonna need a buzz.
Shut
for that.
Up, bitch.
Let's wrap this up.
There you go.
Anything you want to say, Karen?
good morning. I love you guys.
Anything you want to say,
later.
Rusty? Anything you
no.
want to say, Rusty? Thank you.
Absolutely not.
Alrighty, Irishman.
Wait, I need
yep.
to say this.
Desmond Julius.
I don't know what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'll do that. Am I good looking? Looks don't matter. I don't care about looks. I'm damn well know that's full of bullshit because I had someone good looking come there and they've been drooling, tripping over them, their own feet to get them. Don't hand me that bullshit. I made me not good looking, but I ain't stupid. I ain't stupid, so don't hand me that shit. Tell the truth. Grow a spine and tell me the truth. Little bitch.
Relax.
Oh my god.
I ain't stupid.
I'm getting out of here. We'll talk to you guys later. Peace out.
Right. Sounds good.
Peace.
Peace and love.
Peace out.
I'm coming after that whore.
Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Classen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio, and that's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Classen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
You're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia,
hey, Karen.
Motherfucker. Hey. Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib. No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so
he was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw. Kiss the camera.
Please, kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toque or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toque or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
That's a 9.
9? Red-pilled rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit. I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Classen Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.